Shach Zerah Ben Parakiyot Meshin Yibayit Machzir and Tzir Atasa B'megdash Avolo Bim Medina. A door of a chest that the lower hinge fell off, it could be put back on its hinge in the Beit HaMikdash, but not outside the Beit HaMikdash. And putting back the lower hinge would be Asur Midrabana. It would not constitute binyan. It would not be under the malacha of building. However, if you put back the lower hinge, we're afraid that maybe you'll secure it in its place using some kind of tool such as a hammer. And that would constitute the malacha of Makir B'Patis, striking the final blow, which is Asur Min HaTorah. So therefore, the Rabbanan answered you from putting back the lower hinge at all, lest you come to put it back securely with a hammer, and you would be over the malacha of Makir B'Patis. However, in the Beit HaMikdash, it would be permitted, and since we have a cloud, ain't Shfus B'Mikdash, and Isur the Rabbanan does not apply in the Beit HaMikdash, so therefore, you can go ahead and put back the lower hinge in the Beit HaMikdash, since it is only Asur Min HaTorah. V'Ha'Elyon Kan V'Kan Asur. But if the upper hinge of the door of the chest falls off, in such a case you cannot put it back in its place, even in the Beit HaMikdash. And the door with the upper hinge fell off, that door can fall off very easily even from the lower hinge. And once it's off the upper hinge, it easily falls off from the lower hinge as well. So therefore, when you put back the upper hinge, you're securing the door in its place. And that would constitute the malacha of binyan, of building on Shabbos, which is Asur Min HaTorah, and since it's Asur Min HaTorah, it would be forbidden even in the Beit HaMikdash, as this kind of holds Yesh Binyan Bekela. The Malacha of Binyan applies to utensils as well. It doesn't apply only to building on the ground. So therefore, when you put back the door on its hinges, that would constitute the Malacha of Binyan, even though it's the door of a chest, which is a utensil. The Isur of Binyan applies also to utensils, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'elyon B'Mikdash, V'Hatachdom B'Medina. Rabbi Yehuda said, if the upper hinge of the door of the chest falls off, it would be permitted to put it back in the Beit HaMikdash. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, even to put back the upper hinge is only Asur Min HaTorah. It is not Asur Min HaTorah. As Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ein Binyan B'Kelim. The Malacha of Binyan does not apply to utensils. So therefore, putting back the upper hinge does not constitute the Malacha of Binyan. It's only Asur Min HaTorah. And since the Isur the Rabbanan does not apply in the Beit HaMikdash, you could put the upper hinge back in the Beit HaMikdash. However, outside the Beit HaMikdash, it would be forbidden. And since it looks like Binyan, even though the Isur of Binyan doesn't apply to utensils, the Rabbanan would offer you from putting back the upper hinge outside the Beit HaMikdash. However, to put back the lower hinge, if only the lower hinge fell off, that would be mutter even outside the Beit HaMikdash. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're not concerned that if you put back the lower hinge, maybe you'll take a hammer and secure the lower hinge with a hammer, which would constitute the malacha of Makir B'Patis. So since we're not concerned from that, it would be mutter to put back the lower hinge, and it would not even be Asur Min HaTorah. So therefore, you can do so even outside the Beit HaMikdash. Sechad Erevim Parakiyot Mishnah Yigimo Machvirin Ritiya B'Mikdash Avolo B'Medina. A Kohen that wants to do the Avoda, and he has a bandage on his hand, and since he has a bandage, he cannot do the Avoda, as a bandage would constitute a Chatzitza, a separation between his hand and the Avoda that he is doing. So he removes the bandage in order for him to do the Avoda. He can put the bandage back on after the Avoda is done. However, outside the Beit HaMikdash, is forbidden to put a bandage back on Shabbat. As we're talking about a bandage that has an ointment on it, and the Rabbanan forbid you from putting on the bandage, lest you end up smoothing out the ointment, which would constitute the malacha of mimareach, of smoothing out a substance. So therefore, it's also mitzvah Rabbanan to put the bandage on Shabbat. However, in the Beit HaMikdash, it is mutter. And since the Kohen took off the band-aid for the purposes of the Avoda, he's allowed to put it back on after the Avoda, as we have a klal, Ein Shfus B'Mikdash, and Isur D'Rabbanan does not apply in the Beit HaMikdash. Em B'Tchila Kan B'Kan Asur. However, if the Kohen did not remove the band-aid for the purposes of the Avoda, the band-aid was not on his hand originally, and now he wants to put on the bandage for the first time on Shabbos, that would be forbidden, even in the Beit HaMikdash. And since the Kohen did not remove the bandage for the purposes of the Avodah, he simply wants to put on the bandage on Shabbos, it is forbidden to do so even in the Beit HaMikdash, as the concept of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash does not apply over here, since the bandage was not removed for the purposes of the Avodah. Kosher Nima B'Mikdash Avolo B'Medina. If a string on the harp that is used for the singing in the Beit HaMikdash snapped on Shabbos, you're allowed to retie the string to the harp on Shabbos in the Beit HaMikdash, but you cannot retie the string of a harp outside the Beit HaMikdash, even though the string snapped on Shabbos. And in the Beit HaMikdash, it's permitted to retie the string. And since the harp was used for the purposes of the shir, of the singing of the Levim in the Beit HaMikdash, an integral part of the shir is playing the musical instrument. So therefore, the musical instruments are needed for the purposes of the avodah. So retying the string on the harp would be mutter in the Beit HaMikdash, since you're retying it for the purposes of the avodah. However, outside the Beit HaMikdash, you cannot retie the string. Even if you're tying it in such a way that it is not a kesher shel kayama, it is not a permanent knot, still it is also midrabana. As even a kesher she'ena shel kayama, a temporary type knot, is also midrabana. So therefore, you cannot retie the knot outside the Beit HaMikdash. In betchila, kan v'kan aser. However, if the harp was missing a string from before Shabbos, in such a case, you cannot tie a string to the harp, even in the Beit HaMikdash. And since you should have tied the string before Shabbos, and you failed to do so, you would not be allowed to tie the string to the harp on Shabbos, even in the Beit HaMikdash. Choytchen yabeles b'mikdash. Avolo b'medina. A coin that has a wort on his hand, which makes the coin into a baal mum, and he cannot perform the avodah. You're allowed to cut off the wort in the Beit HaMikdash. The wort can be removed by biting it off or removing it with your hand. And that would be only a melacha d'rabbanan. And to remove the wort kala'acha yad in an irregular way is only asur midrabbanan. And since it's only asur midrabbanan, and you're removing the wort for the purposes of the avodah, to allow the kohen to do the avodah, it would be mutter in the Beit HaMikdash. But you cannot do so outside the Beit HaMikdash. You cannot cut off a wort even with your teeth outside the Beit HaMikdash, as it would be an iser midrabban. Be'em b'kli kan b'kan asur. However, to remove the wort using a utensil, such as a knife, that would be forbidden even in the Beit HaMikdash. As even though the kohen cannot do the avodah, kol zman he has a wart on his hand. However, to remove the wart with the knife is an iser min haTorah. It is a tolda of gozes. It's included in the malacha of shirin, which is aser min haTorah. And since it's aser min haTorah to remove the wart, you would not be allowed to remove the wart using a knife, even in the Beit HaMikdash.